Real Talk Real Muslims is a podcast by two young Muslims who talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today.
Welcome back to Real Talk Real Muslims. This is Rawan.
And this is Rand.
Can you guys believe that we are finally on episode 11? We're finally in double-digit episodes.
I feel like it's been so long since we started the podcast, but it's only been like 6 months. So guys, this is actually our six-month anniversary.
That's super insane. It's been such a fun ride with full of so many like ups and downs and figuring out how to do things and trying new things. And especially with the start of the new semester, it has been so interesting to find out how to navigate recording, especially since we go to school in different cities and school and everything. And it's actually, I just realized, our first semester of school doing school and the podcast. So it's definitely been something that's brand new to both of us.
Yeah, but I'm glad the semester is like finally winding down. And it's scary that it's ending. I'm not gonna lie. But I'm really excited for it to be over. And I think me and you have some pretty good tips, and we want to share it with everyone about how to finish this semester out strong.
Yeah, I think we both have a good number of pretty tough semesters under our belt, and I think we have a lot to share with everyone. And you guys also gave us some great tips on Instagram. So this episode is going to be a combination of tips from us and tips from our listeners to give you all the top 10 best ways for you to finish out your semester strong. So let's get into it. So the first one is to definitely refocus. I think there's a tendency to like wait until 3 days before finals and then to be like, okay, let me make a plan now. But it's definitely important to get ahead on that and jump the gun on that one and create a plan to kind of get your life together before finals week rolls around, because definitely such a crazy time then.
Yeah, and especially because finals, like we live in the United States, so finals are after Thanksgiving break. And so I feel like people have the mindset during Thanksgiving like, oh, I need to wind down, or like I need to relax and stuff. But no, there's no time for that, because I did that last semester and I was relaxing and I was like, I'll just get all my work done when we go back to school. Like I felt like if I didn't have school, I didn't have to do schoolwork, and it came back to bite me in the butt.
Yeah.
So and don't do that.
I definitely think that like it's important to take that time to relax, but also don't relax like too much, because you're at home for like 5 days or so. So you have the whole day. You're not going to class. You're not going to meetings or anything. So if you were to just study for like 4 or 5 hours every day, and then you'd have the entire rest of the day to have fun, then it's not that bad overall. Yeah. You're still like at home around your family and your friends. So it's not horrible, but definitely don't wind down too much, because I know that that in the past has not served either of us well.
And then the second one is to find the perfect study space. So basically, if you're anything like me, I love to work at this specific library. And I know like Rawan likes to work at Starbucks.
Yeah.
For me, like the library is just better because I'm already distracted by everything around me. So I don't like to be in a place that's like really noisy. Just make sure you're studying somewhere that you're comfortable, basically.
Yeah. And I also think it's important to figure out if you need to study with your friends or by yourself. And sometimes, honestly, I used to be super, super against studying with anyone else. But sometimes it's very helpful, because you'll have like studied something wrong and your friend will be like, no, like they'll hear you explain it and they're like, yeah, that's not actually how it works. Or you'll be saying, your friend will say something and you'll be like, oh yeah, I really need to know that. Like one of my classes is anatomy and physiology, and it's like very like process based. So like you just have to know all these processes, like muscle contraction, like how nerves work and like how signals are transmitted in the body. And there are sometimes like 13 steps to like one process, and you have to know like, if I were to take out some of this from the body, how would that affect this process? So sometimes studying that by yourself, like you don't know what gaps you have until you've said it out loud to your friend or someone and they're like checking you off. So sometimes it's helpful.
Also, if you and your friends aren't really studying the same subject, I don't think that you should be studying together, just because you can get easily distracted. Like, you know, I mean, if you're not doing the same thing, you just want to talk about what you're doing. So it just gets all over the place, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And if your friend is studying the same thing as you, then you can be like complaining together about it. At least like they know what you're going through. Mm-hmm. So it makes more sense to have someone who's studying the same thing as you. Our next tip is to get organized. So create a study plan and try your hardest to stick to it, especially during the week before finals. It's not really realistic for you to say that you're going to study all day every day. So just try and plan around studying for maybe one of your exams one day and then splitting the rest of your day on the other exam and trying to like manage your other obligations. And like a good tip is to try and just like clear your whole calendar. Like if you are in the week before finals, try not to schedule like meetings or clubs or anything else that you're involved in, and just try to make it so that your entire calendar for that week is empty, so that you can wake up every day, go to class if you have it the week before finals, and then just study for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. And one of you guys actually said to make a list of priorities and like do the tasks in order just so you can check them off and go on to the next thing. And then you'll both feel satisfied and you get things done.
Yeah. And there's a lot of like study methods that, you know, are backed by science. And a lot of them say that like splitting up your time between a lot of different things is way less efficient. So you want to try and like chunk up your time on the same thing. So for example, if I'm studying for an exam, I shouldn't be like studying for an exam for 30 minutes, then checking my email for 20, then doing this for 10, then doing this for 30. Instead, I should just take 3 hours, study fully for my exam, mm-hmm. stop, and then do something else for the rest of the day. So try and chunk up everything so that you're working on one thing for a few hours, and that way your studying is much more efficient.
The fourth tip we have for you guys is to take notes by hand, because writing notes down compared to typing them or recording them, like it increases your chances of remembering the material because you're practicing it. And also, like, if you're writing down notes on your computer or something like that, you're going to get distracted one way or another. Because I've been trying to like write notes in my class on my computer, and then I get distracted, and then it's like a slippery slope. And then at the end, you're like, oh, what were they talking about? And then you have to like refocus. And it's just much easier to just take notes by hand.
Yeah. And I feel like rewriting your notes even after class, like if you have to type your notes because your professor talks really fast or whatever, like after class, you can always go through and just rewrite your notes out. And like the act of like rewriting it, like you might be like, oh, that's not really useful. But I promise you, like, sometimes, like, you know, you'll rewrite your notes and that's all the studying you're going to have time for that day. And then the next day you're going to see like a practice question and you might know it because you just like remembered writing it down yesterday.
Also, another thing that I've been like doing is if I don't have to write things down, like if they give us the slides or something, I just listen for the whole class because sometimes it's like, for me at least, like if I hear it, I'll remember it more than if I have to go in and find it myself. So if that works for you, try that out.
Yeah. And if you record the lectures, you can always go back and listen to it. If you have time, though, of course, like if you plan out your studying, you'll have time to do all of this. But if you don't plan out your studying, then rewriting your notes and recording and re-listening to lectures is probably not going to be the most effective use of your time.
Yeah, exactly.
Our next tip is to not procrastinate. And this sounds super cliche, but it's actually super important, not just for your grades, but also for your mental health. Just not procrastinating helps you feel less anxious before the exams and helps you kind of feel overall more confident because you know you haven't just crammed a semester worth of information into your brain like the night before an exam. So if every night you take an hour to just review your notes or read the textbook or get ahead, it'll help you so much. And I know one of my favorite professors that I have this semester, he says that every night just study for 20 minutes. And that's not a big commitment at all. Everyone can have or make 20 minutes of time at the end of their day while they're sitting in bed or sitting on their couch to just review something. And he says, if you study for 20 minutes every day, then leading up to the exam, you're going to have a lot less to cover because you study for a little bit every single day.
Yeah. And also, so, okay, last semester was very tough for me because I did procrastinate and I was staying up like 2 to 3 a.m. just to finish everything. And it was so like not healthy for me. Like I felt like crap going into the exam. Like at the end, it kind of paid off, but like never put yourself in that situation because you're adding the stress of will I finish? And then you're trying to get everything done in that short period of time. Like it's not worth it. Just take some time out from somewhere else and get your stuff done.
Yeah. At this point in the semester, I think everyone around you who knows that you're a student or who, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm a student, I'm really busy, is going to understand that your priority right now is school and is grades. And I think that you're really going to end up beating yourself up at the end of the semester if you like spent all these hours like working on a club or working on an extracurricular, which yes, those are important. But right now, like, school should be your priority. And I think you need to let everyone else know that. And so once you make it your priority, you can dedicate the time to it and you won't have to procrastinate.
Yeah. And also like winter break is coming up and we're going to have that big chunk of time out of school. So you can do whatever you want during that time. And also you want to enjoy your winter break. So if you procrastinated and didn't do well in your classes at the end, you're not going to feel good about yourself. So just hang in there for now and then you can reward yourself later. Also, one of you guys said to think about everything you've accomplished so far and how there's no point in giving up now. And we totally agree with that. Like, you've come so far, you're almost done. There's like, what, a month left in the semester?
Yeah.
You can do it. There's not that much left. You just have to hang in there, like I said.
Yeah, and it's definitely not worth like wasting all that effort just to like go out with your friends or just to, you know, go to some, you know, Thanksgiving thing or go to a Christmas party or something, you might as well just stick it out and skip those social things because you'll have plenty of time over winter break. But at this point, I don't think, for me at least, it's not really worth like sacrificing my grades and all the effort I've put in all semester just to do something fun for like a day.
I agree. Also, you guys said things like look forward to good things like winter break and don't let exam week push you down. And yes, we also agree with that. So when Rowan and I used to go to school together, I know we would sometimes tell each other like, it's okay, what do we have to look forward to, you know? So now we have a lot of things to look forward to, even if there's nothing for us to do or we don't have any plans yet, like for winter break, but it's winter break, like you're looking forward to that. So just keep that in your mind to help you keep on going.
Yeah, and it'll definitely motivate you when you're like, oh, I really don't want to study, and you're just thinking about your winter break plans. Those plans kind of serve as the light at the end of the tunnel for me, and it really helps me to just kind of look forward to them. Tip number 7 is to get enough sleep, and this is super important. So on average, adults need 8 hours of sleep. Everyone knows that, but college students tend to sleep 2 hours less than that. And I know that when stress and exams comes around to me, I usually like am fighting to just get even like 5 hours of sleep, which does not cut it for me. Like if I sleep for 5 hours the next day, I'm like so tired and I'm like falling asleep in all my classes, and it just doesn't serve you well. Like if you sleep for 5 hours one night and then you sleep for 5 hours the next and 5 hours the next and six the next, then you're just going to be tired all week and your efficiency just goes downhill like all week long.
Guys, you know what? Let me tell you a funny story. Well, looking back at it right now, it's funny, but when I was in the situation, it was not funny. So 2 semesters ago, I was taking a math class and an English class, just like normal classes, okay? And so I was really nervous about my biology class because I didn't want to make a B in it. So I was studying for that, and then I was procrastinating. That was the semester of basically hell. Like I was procrastinating like nobody's business. Anyway, so I had like a biology final and then I had a math final, and those were like the two classes that I was really worried about. So then I had an English final too, and I had like an 89.6 in that class. Basically, I was dying. So then I went to the teacher because I wanted to ask her about something, and I just started crying in her office because I hadn't gotten sleep in like 3 days, and I was like waking up really early in the morning to study for my other classes, and then she was just like, "Ren, go home and sleep and don't study for my test." Anyway, don't do that, guys. Just sleep and then don't procrastinate.
Yeah, not all of these like lead into each other. If you're not procrastinating, then you can sleep for 8 hours. And like honestly, if you really need to, just like take it in your calendar, block 8 hours from like 10 to 6 or however, whatever times you want to sleep, but block that time off and then plan the rest of your day. Don't say, I'm going to do all these things and then go to sleep. Plan your sleep first, then just plan your schedule around that, because it's super important for not just like your mental health, but also like how effective you are in studying. If you're not sleeping, you're not going to be studying well. You're not going to be retaining the information.
You know, like that's what I do right now. So I'm like, I'm going to sleep at 11, even if like the sky falls down, like I'm going to go sleep at 11. Like I don't care.
Yeah. And also by the time a certain time rolls around, like you're not really learning. Like if you're in the library and it's 3 a.m, you're not really learning physics at 3 a.m. Like no one's brain can learn physics at 3 a.m. So just go home. At some point, you know this inside of you, and you know when you're really learning, and you know when you're just sitting there staring at a paper. So I think it's up to every person to figure out, like, when is that time for me? Like, when does my brain shut off? And then plan your day around that and try and figure out, when do I need to be asleep? When do I need to wake up? And when do I need to be studying for my brain to be working?
Also, don't put, like, non-realistic goals for yourself. Don't say, I'm going to sleep for 2 hours and then wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning so I can study for 2 hours and then go back to sleep. We all know you're not going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to finish studying. So just study before you go to sleep so you can actually sleep and your body isn't worried.
And yeah, one cool thing that our professor taught us in our anatomy class about sleeping was he was saying that depending on how long it takes you to fall asleep, then that shows you like if you're sleep deprived or not. And in general, he was telling us like humans are very like sleep deprived species. But if it's taking you like more than 20 minutes to fall asleep, either you have too much on your mind or you're sleep deprived. Or if you get in bed and like the minute your head hits the pillow, you're also sleep deprived. So you want to be in that like 20 minute range, like falling asleep within that range, but not taking longer and not like falling asleep the minute you hit the pillow. So before you go to sleep at night, if you just like think about that, then you can figure out if you're sleep deprived or not.
Okay, guys, so tip number 8 is to not be afraid to ask for help. Like, honestly, your professors have office hours for a reason, or not even your professors, like your teachers too. So just go to the office hours, ask them what you need to ask them, and you'll feel better, you know? Just get the help and the advice that you need to help perform well and finish the semester off.
Yeah, and also, some professors don't function like this, but I like to believe that deep down, every professor, every teacher will always at least have a better opinion of you if you come to their office hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if it comes down to at the end of the semester and your professor is one of those people that bumps people's grades up, then they're not going to bump your grade up if you haven't been showing up to office hours all semester. Like, if you're some random person in the middle of a lecture of 200 people and at the end of the semester you're like, oh my gosh, please, I have like an 89.5, please round me up to a 90, like, they're not going to round you up because they don't know who you are. Yeah, so not saying that you should depend on your professors to bump you up, but sometimes you just get really lucky and you have a really nice professor who knows you've been working really hard all semester, and you going to office hours is what's going to make them bump you up.
Also, if you don't feel comfortable enough to ask your professor for help, it's not too late to find a tutor. I think, like, it's important, even if tutors cost a bit more, it's important, like, for your grade and for your benefit too.
Yeah, definitely. And tip number 9 is a little bit unconventional, but it's to use Instagram and social media productively. So while you're studying, definitely delete social media and get it off your phone so that it's not distracting to you. But if you're taking a 15-minute break or a 20-minute break and you want to re-download social media so you can just take a little bit of a mental break, you can also use it productively. And this is going to sound really, really weird, but one thing that I do is I always, like, go on Instagram and I, like, look up people that I want to be like someone who is just working in a lot of different areas, is doing really important work, is doing something that is really, like, impacting their community and the world around them. And I look them up on Instagram and I'll, like, scroll through their Instagram and just Instagram stalk them because it's so motivating. Like, if I'm on Instagram and I'm seeing all my friends that are out, like, having fun and doing fun stuff, I'm not going to be motivated to study. I'm just going to sit there and feel bad for myself and I'm not going to want to study. But if I'm looking at someone that I want to be like one day, I know that they've grinded and they've, like, worked super hard to get to where they are. And this sounds really weird, but I'm just going to put myself out there and expose myself. But sometimes I also go on YouTube and look up, like, videos of, like, white coat ceremonies or something because I want to go to med school. So just, like, seeing that and, like, it's such a special moment and something that you've, like, spent so many years of your life working up towards. It's just very motivating. I promise you, it sounds weird and you're going to think I'm really weird for it, but try it and it will motivate you to keep studying because you're going to see someone who has achieved the goal that you want.
Honestly, guys, I know Dawn's a weird person, but I agree with her. Like, that's such a nice way, and, like, it's a great way to motivate yourself. Like, yeah. Even if it's just people that you have in your personal lives too, like, looking up to them and being like, oh, I want to be like her or whatever, like, it helps out.
Yeah, it feels weird at first, but it definitely pushes you to keep going.
Okay, so those are some things that you should do to finish out the semester strong. But let me tell you what you guys shouldn't do. Don't cram. Like, we talked about this so much in this episode. Don't procrastinate. Don't cram. We know that it might happen, though, but it's okay. You can get over it. And then don't pull all-nighters because they're counterproductive and it just messes with you for the next few days. And then don't get distracted. I know it's so hard, especially, like, I get distracted all the time, but just try whatever distracts you in your life, like, put it aside. Just act like you're the most important person right now and get what you need to get done, and then you can do everything else. Everything else is still going to be there when you're done, like, I promise.
And these are just, like, 10 tips that we came up with. We know that sometimes it's very hard to stick with them, and I know during finals week I'm going to be texting Grand, like, screen recordings of parts of this episode just to let her know that we need to take our own advice too, and sometimes it's super hard to stick to these, but I think they're super helpful. We always all need a reminder around this time and a little bit of a push and a reminder to be motivated and disciplined to achieve our goal.
And lastly, we asked you guys on social media what are some tips that you guys do to de-stress, and we're just going to share them with you guys. So someone told us to play on the PlayStation. I mean, if that works for you, go ahead. Someone says sleep. That's very important. Drink some hot chocolate / chai and watch a YouTube video. Watch the ones like white coat ceremony videos. And then another one of you also said to sleep, sleep, sleep. That's very important. And then take a warm bath or watch Netflix. Those all seem like great tips. Thank you guys for sharing with us.
Yeah, these are all just really tiny things we can do at the end of the day after a long day of stress. Stress is inevitable in these next few weeks. Lying to yourself, telling yourself that you're not going to be stressed is probably not the smartest move, but these are just some ways that we can all de-stress and relax during final season. That's all we have for you guys today. We hope you enjoyed this episode about preparing for the end of the semester.
If you found this helpful, let us know. There are definitely a ton more tips and tricks to help you survive final season, but remember, what works for us may not work for someone else. So find a system that works for you. Trust that you will succeed in these next few weeks.
Remember to follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook at Real Talk Real Muslims. Share this episode with your friends. Subscribe to our podcast so you can get updated every time we release a new episode. And give us any feedback by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform that you listen to us on.
That's Real Talk Real Muslims for ya.
Bye.